I am looking forward to reaching out and working with leaders of both parties.
President Obama rallied women, minorities, and young voters in large numbers to defeat Mitt Romney and win a second term in the White House. Joining us live this morning, NBC political director and chief White House correspondent Chuck Todd. Hey, Chuck, it's amazing how much this came down to the numbers for the various constituencies for both candidates.
Look, it really was. The demographic time bomb went off and really hurt the Republican Party. You know, this is something that's been coming. This is something that many Republican leaders had been warned about, and here it is. I mean, when you look at where the president, you know, in many of these states, Mitt Romney improved upon John McCain's numbers in a lot of places, and in many cases, exactly the right places that needed to be done. If you uncertain thing, he hit his targets among what he had to get among white males and this or that. This is the largest victory for a Republican in the white vote since 1988. Well, in 1988, that translated into 400 electoral votes for Republicans. In 2012, it translated into a pretty decisive loss and barely cracking 200 electoral votes. So this is a giant red flag. And while the popular vote is close, this is something that when you look at the results in Georgia, the results in Arizona, the results in Texas, if they don't do something about their issues with Hispanics, there's going to be an electoral lock for Democrats for quite some time.
Chuck, very curious to ask you about this issue here. We heard last night from the president that he heard, even from those who didn't vote for him, the message that Americans want some solutions to the problems. And Mitt Romney last night in his concession said he was calling on Republican leaders to do the same thing, to find solutions, that they were there to get the job done and the time to be obstructionist was over. Is that rhetoric, or do you think there's a possibility that both sides see that they need to work together?
Well, look, it's the only way the fiscal cliff's going to get solved in the long term. You know, they might be able to cobble together various ways to, you know, punt on sequestration. I love, by the way, when I talk to you guys, I can say sequestration, and I know everybody driving in says, oh, yeah, I know exactly what sequestration is. You know, I do this on air, and I got to go through, well, sequestration, really, about the defense cuts. But the point is that there's two ways. They could sort of cobble together temporary deals like they did basically 2010 and all through 2011. And honestly, it's because Boehner and McConnell were simply punting, hoping that they had a different administration in 2012. Well, the reality is not there anymore. I think what's going to be clear, what I thought was interesting last night is you had John Boehner, who now is the official leader of the Republican Party. There's right now nobody else. He's the highest, you know, he's the one with the most power inside the Republican Party as Speaker of the House. He seemed to be striking the idea that he would be somewhat conciliatory. What struck me was the Mitch McConnell statement last night, which basically said, you know, that the president didn't, the voters didn't give basically the president anything other than more time. And he better come up with, you know, he better not give us anything that can't get through the Republican House. Well, that is a pretty strident way of putting things. And I'll be curious to watch this White House. Did they learn the lessons of 2009 and 2010 when they basically didn't find a way to cobble together their own group of Senate Republicans and try to come up with their own ways of getting without dealing with the leadership. Leadership's job is to get power. And I'll be curious to see, will they go around the leadership this time, go after Republicans like the two guys from Tennessee? I always use them as my examples, Lamar Alexander, Bob Corker, the legislating Republicans, who Lindsey Graham, who all are looking at this and realize, you know what, this stridency is hurting the Republican Party, and they might be ready to cut deals outside the leadership.
Well, we will see. It was fascinating watching you last night break stuff down county by county. Glad you could come on this morning, Chuck.
No, it's good. Look, we live in a swing. Isn't it nice to live in a swing area? With
yeah, it is. Are you living
a lot.
On five-hour energy?
We experienced this presidential race in a way back in the old days, us Beltway folks didn't get to do, right?
Right.
You know something, and for a lot of us who have kids, it was a great opportunity for them to see.
My 8-year-old knew so much about this election.
Isn't that great?
It was something else.
Because they're going to have to fix everything we've broken.
She was asking me questions about Paul Ryan. She was talking to me about the vice presidential. I'm going, what are you guys talking about at school, the vice presidential candidates? I was impressed.
That is awesome.
Only in Washington.
Chuck, great to talk to you.
All right,
NBC political director and chief White House correspondent Chuck Todd.